Welcome to Senior Power of Maine. Hi, I'm your host, David Neely, and as the past publisher of Maine Seniors Magazine, I know that senior power is Maine's greatest natural resource. Yes, I said senior power. Maine senior citizens are the reason Maine has the highest volunteer rate in the nation. In fact, the involvement of our seniors in community and civic organizations provide the very fabric of our cities and towns, making them great places to live. And Maine is also considered a generous state, despite our low income, with most of our philanthropy coming from, you guessed it, Maine's seniors. This radio program, Senior Power of Maine, will be filled with a combination of entertainment and information for mature audiences only. So if you are a senior partner or work with those who are, you'll want to grab a cup of coffee and enjoy our Senior Power Half Hour.
Medicare is so confusing. I didn't know where to get help, but I wouldn't call a plumber in Arizona to fix my pipes in Maine. So don't call some out-of-state 800 number to navigate Medicare plans when your help is right here at home. The Senior Planning Center represents all Medicare Health and Part D plans. They have trusted professional experts in every county. You should call them for your free Medicare review.
Call 223-6565 today. That's 223-6565.
And with us next, we have Kerry Kish. Not only did he provide us with a Maine mountain guide and a guide to hiking trails of Maine, but he's an outdoor enthusiast who also, I think, has managed to stop in for a microbrew from time to time, but he stays very active. Welcome to the program, Kerry.
Hi, David. You're making me laugh. This year, my new book's coming out. Beer Hiking New England should be out by late spring, early summer. And I'm looking forward to that. So 50 hikes, 50 breweries around New England. And that was a lot of work. It was tough duty doing all that hiking and then having to have a few beers at a brewery afterwards. But somebody had to do it.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yes, indeed.
That sounds like a product that probably took some hands-on research and as well some great passion that was a it was a combination. Am I right that it's possible that once you've published that book that basically that whole trip, the whole microbrew trail trip, can be written off?
We'll talk to the tax man about that. We'll I try to keep things on the up and up, but I got lots of big plans for this coming year. Working on the next, you mentioned the Maine Mountain Guide, working on the next edition. This will be my third time editing the thing. And there's 625 trails in there. Only about 20 I haven't done. I'm looking to knock those off in the year 2022. And then going to add about 50 new hikes to that book. So it's going to be a heck of a doorstop, I'm telling you. There's a lot in there. So for anybody who's an outdoor enthusiast, likes to hike and backpack, that book is going to be even bigger than ever before. So that's how I'm going to spend a lot of my time in this coming year. Then the other thing with that hiking, you know, one of the things I've been thinking about a lot lately in this coming year, we've had a couple of tough years with our trail, this whole pandemic thing. A lot of people, more people, have gotten out more than ever before. And our trails have really taken a beating. One of the things I want to get across to anybody who spends time outdoors is to really be gentle and kind to our outdoors. I think they need it. There's been more use and abuse, trash on our trails, and you know, just because there's a lot more people out there. And I think it's something we need to think about as we go forward into this coming year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, part of the reason for hiking, particularly around Maine, is the pristine environment. So we certainly want to make sure that the hikes continue to give that full nature glow that makes it so enjoyable.
Absolutely. We're really lucky here, and I don't mean to paint a bad picture. We're really lucky in Maine. We do have exactly that, Dave. these pristine trails. And a lot of times you go out, you don't see anybody. But it's funny, these last couple of years, I've seen people at trailheads and on trails and never before. I mean, right here on Mount Desert Island, where my wife and I live, we had 4 million visitors to the island this year.
Wow.
So you just know that there's a lot of people out there. And I think, you know, it's really incumbent upon all of us, to, especially those of us who know better, to kind of spread the word, to, you know, take care of our trails, take care of our outdoors. We want to keep it pristine and nice and beautiful, just like it's always been. We want to do that into the future. So that's a message I really want to get out there to as many folks as I can this coming year.
Well, Cary, as you probably know, that there are some of the highest mountains in the world that somehow make it on some of these top 10 bucket lists. And I don't know, but what if maybe part of that was even stimulated by that movie Bucket List with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman?
Yes.
But nonetheless, if you were to say, because you've hiked so many mountains, if you were to give our listening audience one or two or three places in Maine that are sort of must hikes for 2022, what would the top two or three be?
Well, I live down East Maine here, and down East Maine, there's some of the most beautiful. We have a great number of land trusts in the state, and there's some beautiful land trusts all along the coast, down to Lubeck Way, Cutler Coast. There's a new group of trails done by a fellow named Butler on the Cops. It's called Copscook Shores, and it's just spectacular, beautiful short hikes. Most of them, some of the most beautiful country anywhere in the world. Then another place I love to go for solitude and not a lot of people, where there's more moose than people, is up to Aroostook County. And I'm planning on spending a fair bit of time up there. There's a mountain I've never been to, if you can believe it, called Allegash Mountain, at the south end of the Allegash Wilderness Waterway. That's one I think I want to investigate. And I'd put that on anybody's bucket list by the sounds of it. Got a fire tower that's been redone, and looks out over the beautiful Maine North Woods. And so there's a couple of them right there. But I could name you 500 different places that people should go. But there's a lot of good guides to our trails and hikes. And, you know, I got a couple of them out there. There's plenty of them on the bookshelves in the bookstores. And I'd urge somebody, your listeners, to pick one or two of those up and pack your day pack and head on out. But be nice to those trails.
I thank you very much for being on the program, Cary.
A real pleasure, David. Happy to talk outdoors and Maine hiking anytime.
So, David, if I want to listen to last week's episode, where do I go to do that?
All you have to do is go to seniorpower.me. That is seniorpower.me, short for Maine, seniorpower.me, and listen to your favorite episode of Senior Power. I know many people have seen a lot of ads about Medicare on TV, and it seems like during a particular time of year, every other ad seems to be about Medicare. But Medicare is actually a year-round business, and we have with us an expert in Medicare named Peter Marshall. He's an agent partner with the Senior Planning Center, and welcome to the show, Peter.
Thanks, David.
Peter, can you explain, because I really can't, but how Medicare is really a year-round business. And I do get the part of, obviously, if you're aging in and you're 64 and you're looking to turn 65, how obviously you can, sign up at any time of year. But how might many others in our listening audience, those who are already on Medicare, be able to take advantage of opportunities to have their plan reviewed relative to what's going on in their life? Or their particular circumstances?
Okay, sure. Well, getting back to when you're aging in, when you're turning 65, that's called the initial enrollment period. So So what the way it works is the 3 months prior to the month of your birth, of your 65th birthday, the month of your 65th birthday, and 3 months following, so that's like a seven-month window, that's when you can enroll in Medicare, okay? A and B. A is the inpatient side, B is the outpatient side, and there's normally a premium associated with that. So then you're in Medicare. You may not want to go join Medicare right away because you might otherwise be employed by the state or some company and you like their plan and you just as soon stay on that plan until you retire or you, the plan gets too expensive for you. So then you opt in and say, well, okay, so I guess I'll join Medicare now. And there's no late enrollment penalty for people joining Medicare if they had just retired, okay? But otherwise, let's say you're in Medicare for a while. You've been in Medicare for a year or so. Generally speaking, the conventional wisdom is that, okay, the only time that you can enroll in an Advantage plan or make some changes to your plan would be what they call the annual enrollment period. And that runs from October 15th through December 7th of every year. And everybody who enrolls in that time frame will necessarily have an effective date of January 1st the following year. So let's say you enroll in Medicare and maybe you have basic Medicare or a supplement with Medicare and you decide to go with an Advantage plan, usually at a zero premium, at least down on our neck of the woods, then you have that time to do it, and it would be effective January 1st of the following year. That's why you see the plethora of ads in that time frame, because they want your business. These Advantage plans want your business, and I'll get into that later. But so that's the time frame. The annual enrollment period is about 7 weeks long. And then there's what they call the open enrollment period, which is what Medicare promulgates, runs from January 1st to March 31st of the following year. And what you can do in that time frame is switch plans. You can go from, say, one Advantage plan to another, or you can go back to original Medicare if it, that runs from January 1st through February 14th. That's called the disenrollment period. But if you have what they might call buyer's remorse, or the plan that you got isn't quite what you thought it was going to be, you can switch plans in that three-month window.
Even if you just signed up for it in October 15th through December 7th, you have that opportunity, you're saying, in the January to March period to actually make a change because of, like you say, buyer's remorse, or they're disappointed or didn't realize that one of their meds wasn't properly covered, or a whole host of reasons, right?
Exactly. Yep, that's right. Now, there are a couple exceptions. Of course, there are qualifying events. So if you move, or if you lose your job, or if you get out of jail, or there's all sorts of, there's about 20 different reasons. They're called special enrollment periods, SEPs. And one of them is if you were to enroll in a five-star plan. There are a couple plans here in the state of Maine that are ranked by the federal government as a five-star plan, and that gives you free rein to enroll in that plan year-round, okay? And there are a couple other reasons that many people don't know about that would enable you to enroll year-round. So let's put it this way. If you were in a particular Part C Advantage plan in June, you call me up and I'll be able to put you in another Advantage plan, no problem.
Now, tell me this, though. You said there are a couple five-star plans in Maine. Can you elaborate a little bit on what a five-star plan is and why the center of Medicare system may let you go into a five-star plan any time of year? Or just about any time of year?
This is promulgated by the federal government, and there are certain criteria that these plans must meet in order to get qualified as a five-star plan. You have to have a good breadth of your network of providers. You have to have passing marks when it comes to customer service. You have to have a good formulary. You have to process your claims timely. There's all sorts of criteria that the federal government uses to rake people, these Advantage carriers, into anywhere from 2.5 to 5 stars. It just so happens that in order to award these carriers and congratulate them for their excellence, the federal government allows these carriers to enroll year-round people into their plans.
Now, you said there are a couple of Yeah, you said there are a couple in Maine. Could you tell us what the insurance companies are that do have five-star plans in Maine?
Yeah, Aetna and Martin's Point. Aetna has a five-star plan, and Martin's Point does too.
Thank you.
Now, I just want to be careful in saying that, you know, five-star plan isn't the end-all. It may not be the best plan for you because of your specific needs. But generally speaking, it's a highly ranked plan. Five-star plans, all other things being equal, I would recommend. Yep.
And so there are other circumstances, like one's financial position, that might allow them to have a longer enrollment period throughout the course of the year. Could you elaborate on that?
That's right. It's called a Medicare savings plan, and if you meet within certain income guidelines and asset levels, you can enroll in an Advantage plan or a Part C plan year-round, well, actually for the first 9 months of the year. So let's say you are a single person, okay, and you make less than, say, $1,685 a month, which would include your Social Security income, any interest income, side income that you make. If you can demonstrate to the Department of Health and Human Services that you make less than $1,685, you would qualify for as a qualified Medicare beneficiary, otherwise known as Quimby. Okay, we're going to get into some alphabets here, but Quimby is really cool. I mean, if you qualify for that, you make less than $1,685, and your assets are less than $58,000, and I mean liquid assets.
So you can own your home. Well, that's great that they can still own their home and it's not figured into that.
Right. But if you have an ATV or, jewelry or cash value of life insurance policy, or there are a number of assets that count towards that $58,000. If it's less than $58,000 and you can demonstrate that to the Department of Health and Human Services, and by the way, Senior Planning Center does a great job of helping you get that information. An agent like me would come out to your house, and we would take pictures of your license, your Medicare card, your life insurance coverage, your most recent bank statement, any annuity statements that you have, stocks, whatever. And that goes in; those pictures go into the Department of Health and Human Services, and then they make a promulgation. All right, you qualify for Quimby or SLIMBY or QI or some sort of Medicare savings program, and believe me, it's worth the effort. So getting back to Quimby, it's basically, if you qualify for that, then you're going to get an Advantage plan that has no copays when it comes to the healthcare services. Okay, there's no copay for any inpatient stay, no copays for therapies or surgeries or tests or x-rays, whatever. All the healthcare services are absolutely zero copay. Zero premium, of course. You don't have to pay your Part B premium, which in 2022 is going up to $170.10. So it's a great benefit. So it is worth the effort to try to qualify for Quimby. If you don't qualify for Quimby and you make a little more than that, don't lose heart. You might qualify for SLIMBY, which is it's a higher level of income. It's $1,900 for a single person in 2021, and that stands for Specified Low Income Medicare Beneficiary. The benefits aren't quite as great. You don't have the zero copays as you would with the Quimby, but you do not have to pay your Part B premium. That is added back to your Social Security check. So you remember those ads with Joe Namath and Jimmy J.J. Walker and William Shatner, and they talk about adding money back to your Social Security check. That's what they're talking about if you qualify for certain low-income Medicare savings program benefits.
I want our listening audience to know that they can get a hold of Peter Marshall by connecting with the Senior Planning Center at 207-223-6565. And ask for Peter Marshall. Peter, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Okay, David, my pleasure.
And welcome, Gary Crocker. He has the opportunity to take some things that are really, in all due respect, everyday happenings, and turn them into fun times. And like you, like everybody says, you know, laughter is the best medicine. In fact, you even have something on your website about humor in healthcare.
Yeah.
And of course, you could speak a little bit about that. I mean, in regard to blood flow and the fact that people do get a little bit of a release from our endorphin system when we're enjoying and laughing, and there's something to that, laughter being the best medicine.
There's no question about it. And I've had people come to me after I've done a show, and I've had people come up to me and say things like, my daughter died, 3 months ago, and I don't think I've smiled since. Tonight you let me laugh. I want to thank you for that, and gave me a hug. When you're laughing, you can't do anything else. When psychologists or psychiatrists tell you to live in the moment, you're never more in the moment than when you're laughing. Because when you're laughing, you're not thinking about the power bill. You're not thinking about the price of gas, the flat tire. You're not thinking about what your kid did wrong yesterday. Nothing. Nothing is on your mind but laughter. I had a fella once. I did a show, and it was a Christmas party for a bank. And 3 days later, it went well. 3 days later, a fella accosted me almost in a local restaurant. And he said, hey, I want to tell you something. I was at the Christmas party you spoke at 3 days ago. My wife works at the bank. She's a teller. But I have a disease that won't let me sit for more than 20 minutes. And when I saw you were going to speak for 45 minutes, I said to my wife, we got to get up and leave. We can't stick around. I don't want to embarrass him. I don't want to be rude. So we'll leave before he starts. Unfortunately for him, or fortunately, the bank president was going around the room saying hi to all of his employees. And he happened to sit down with this guy's wife just before I was introduced, and he stayed there while I spoke. This guy didn't leave. He said, I want you to know that after 45 minutes of laughing, I had no pain. My wife and I went out. This was back in the days of when you used to rent movies and buy movies at Blockbuster or whatever. Well, this fella and his wife went out and bought all the funny movies they could get, and he said, I watch a funny movie every night now before I go to bed. You have changed my life. So it definitely has. I'm not saying it's the cure-all. I'm not saying it's the silver bullet. I am saying that it is part of our lives that people, I think, give short shrift to, as my grandmother would put it, and ignore at their own peril.
Thanks for sharing that good information, Gary. My co-host Lynn McGregor had asked what one of my New Year's resolutions would be, and I didn't speak to that. Now that we're into January, I will share, though, that I read something written by a woman recently, and it's given me an idea that would be one of my New Year's resolutions, and it's not to the extent of this particular story that I'm going to read, which is a break from social media, but I am going to lighten up on social media. But I'd like to share with our listening audience a break from social media written by a woman that has put together, I believe, some excellent rationale as to why it makes sense for all of us to at least lighten up, if not take a break from social media. Email, blog, text, post, instant message, Instagram, upload, download, chat, Snapchat, scan, Zoom, YouTube, Facebook, and tweet your faith. It was these words appearing in an email that made me stop everything. I feel like I'm out on a runaway train and I want to get off. This week, I sent a post to my Facebook friends declaring my intent to retire from Facebook. This decision was not fleeting. I've been struggling with it for some time now. It was not easy either. In fact, I felt a bit like breaking up with somebody or moving away. There was a sense of loss. Making the break with Facebook caused me to further analyze social media in general. It resulted in conversations with coworkers, my husband, and my children. Conversations that lingered in my mind and took hold. She further states, the subject of social media undoubtedly enters our discussions. How is it affecting children? How do we put controls on its use? What behaviors are emerging as a result of being plugged in all the time? There have been many Facebook scams lately, and they are on the rise.
fact-checkers are censoring comments and even telling outright lies, while they become a propaganda machine of anti-free speech and thought police. Social media sells our data and search behavior, and even sends ads based on what we write or post. Everything about us is being sold out so that the corporate social media giants can increase their already enormous wealth. The other day, I heard a story that caused great emotional stress and pain for an entire family. Plus, I've heard stories that posts have cost people their jobs, and one that even resulted in a divorce. And by the way, these were stories involving adults, not children. The damage to our children is well documented. In fact, we know that part of the attention deficit disorder, when they're constantly multitasking, which means maybe they didn't hear everything you said, has become an issue with family communication. Many families are asking that devices be put down at the dinner table. And even that is a challenge. We can make movies of ourselves and upload them to YouTube. We can start a thread on Twitter about any subject one can imagine, from what you had for breakfast to Lindsay Lohan's latest court date. You can blog about your opinion of the president and text your best friend's boyfriend while she's sitting in the room with you, while of course simultaneously texting several other people. Okay, I'm taking a bit of a negative path with these examples, and yet I believe the cons of too much social media outweigh the pros. So her final Facebook post read, "Dear Facebook friends, I'm writing this post to say goodbye to Facebook, not you. I'm distressed by what social media is doing to our children, adults, and to our society in general. This may be our future, but I need to digest all of the social media and figure out what its true purpose is for me. I first started Facebook as what I thought of as being a conscientious mom monitoring her teenage daughter, who was entering the world of social media. It didn't take long to realize that our children are much smarter than we think. They don't post, they chat, thus no record and no documentation of their conversations. I then continued using Facebook under the guise of my teenage daughter, when in reality, I was creating my own little world of feeling connected to the outside world, wanting and getting feedback or affirmation of my life. When I think about the time I've spent on Facebook versus having meaningful and thoughtful conversations with family and friends, I find myself thinking, what will I remember about my life during the teenage years of my kids? Oh yeah, I was on Facebook. Okay, the ego in me needed to express myself, but the bottom line is this. It was fun to catch up with old classmates, friends of friends, and cousins from away. Those of you who are in my physical proximity, you will remain a part of my inner circle, and so if the phone rings, and it's my number on caller ID, it may just be that I want to say hello, and actually hear you say hello back. Yes, I am unplugging. It's time to step back into this tangible physical world with the people that fill my life with love and peace. As I read through this, I realized I can't take a complete break from social media, given the business I'm in. However, I can lighten up on social media and pay more attention to the physical world and those people who are around me that mean the most, so that I can fill my life with love and peace. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Senior Power.
My insurance kept going up and up and up and up.
I was getting a lot of mail about Medicare.
I could never have navigated through the loopholes.
Mainers across the state are finding help at Senior Planning Center, which represents all major Medicare health plans.
Senior Planning Center was a lifesaver.
Senior Planning Center did it all.
Gave me all my options and signed me up with what I needed within an hour.
Call 223-6565. 223-6565. Help when it matters most. Senior Planning Center.com.